Hello, my name is Kimo, and I'm part of the Structured Lean team of senseis. Today we wanted to talk about the PDCA cycle and explain Toyota's iteration in more detail, since it is a fundamental principle for everything that we do. Most people are familiar with the traditional PDCA cycle explanation. It is a management method used by businesses for the continuous improvement of processes and procedures. In essence, it is a model predominantly used for carrying out change, thus creating a change process as a result. If you're unfamiliar or need a refresher, we've provided the traditional PDCA cycle explanation as a reference resource, which comes directly from Wikipedia. Okay. Let's go into the Toyota iteration of the PDCA cycle and discuss some steps for practical application. The plan phase within Toyota's iteration of the PDCA cycle is really no different. You determine the goals and objectives within the processes or procedures required to deliver the desired results. However, keep in mind that there really is no perfect plan. Meaning, if you would have the perfect plan and the optimal solution, then don't you think you would have already implemented it? No. The idea behind the planning phase is to get moving with some elements of the structure. And we can do this with a plan that is 70 to 80% complete. But the reality is, you may not even know this much of the plan. So just start with the first few steps and try to avoid paralysis by analysis. The do phase within Toyota's iteration of the PDCA cycle is similar to the traditional PDCA cycle, but it has a strong emphasis on trying. Of course, you want to implement the plan and execute the processes or procedures. But too much discussion about what to do or how to do it will paralyze you. Referring back to the planning phase, you will not have a perfect plan, meaning your actions for doing may not be completely planned out or even understood, and that is okay. Keep in mind that work should be an experiment. So within the do phase, it is critical that you simply try. By trying, you learn and gain experience, and you also get a better understanding. In fact, within the try phase, you will even encounter these mini PDCA cycles, and this will be important for the next phase. The check phase within Toyota's iteration of the PDCA cycle starts off the same. So, of course, you want to study the actual results from the do or try phase and compare against the expected results from your planning phase. Of particular note should be any deviations from your expectations, both positive and better than the expected results, as well as negative, and results that weren't quite what you had expected. Here is where Toyota's iteration of the PDCA cycle really starts to diverge, as the check process is really a reflect process. As part of your check process, it is more important to spend some time in reflection. But what are you reflecting on? First, determine and document what is positive. Second, determine and document what is negative. These reflection points do not have to be an exhaustive or complete list for each area. However, you need to spend some time, both individually and as a team, to document the key observations from your plan as well as from your doing and trying actions. For the items that are negative, and where the actions or changes did not work, go back through the cycle again, but with adjustments to your plan, or, as necessary, with a completely different plan or approach. For the items that are positive and where you were successful, start to build this into the next phase. Standardize. What is critical in this reflection phase is that you start to identify and understand your lessons learned. It is very important because you want to use what you have learned, both positive and negative, to plan new and better improvements into wider changes, and especially as you begin the cycle again and again. As we started to unveil, as part of the reflection phase, the act phase of Toyota's iteration of the PDCA cycle is really a phase to standardize the positive results. This can then evolve into continuous improvement efforts. But you still have to act on the negative reflection items as well, and repeat and plan again. Perhaps even solving smaller problems first while applying the PDCA cycle another time. As it is fundamental with the application of the PDCA cycle, whether positive or negative, your next steps of plan and try will result in a better understanding of the process that you are trying to change. Gemba, or the go and see process, is an important element to the PDCA cycle. And Toyota's iteration of the PDCA cycle has added this phase as a very important step. This aspect has been included because the situation is constantly changing and evolving as you continue to move forward. And seeing with your own two eyes is believing. As a point of fact, by taking this step more frequently, you can more easily make real-time adjustments to your plan, your doing and trying, and your checks and reflections. From an effective and efficient application of this simple step, the end result is achieving better overall results quicker. You can see that the traditional PDCA cycle, as well as Toyota's iteration of the PDCA cycle, is represented as a circle. And circles have no end, meaning the PDCA cycle should be repeated over and over again for continuous improvement. More importantly, a fundamental principle in the application of Toyota's iteration is applying PDCA in very quick successive cycles. The end result will apply further knowledge and understanding, all of which has been gained by your experiences and applying the lessons learned from the reflection phase. So the more cycles you apply to this end, the better the overall result in moving as close to a perfect process or procedure as possible. And one more benefit about these quick, successive cycles. Don't think too far ahead. An advantage of quick, successive cycles is that you only need to plan your first few steps. Recall this from our explanation in the plan phase, as this is another argument against the perfect plan, because the understanding and results from your first few steps may radically change the next steps from what you may have originally anticipated. The reason why the application of PDCA is so important to Toyota is because it is also a system for developing critical thinking. At Toyota, this is also known as building people before building cars. The belief is that an engaged, problem-solving workforce using PDCA in a culture of critical thinking is better able to innovate and stay ahead of the competition. Accordingly, it is the basis for improvement and leadership, at every level in Toyota. And adherence to the application of PDCA is reflected in every manager's evaluations. I hope this provides some additional insight into the application of the PDCA cycle and how Toyota's iteration allows for more practical application to problem solving and critical thinking. In future training and resource materials, you will see how Toyota's iteration of the PDCA cycle is the fundamental principle for everything that we do. Until then, please feel free to check out our free resources from the provided links, and don't forget to sign up for our email newsletter so you won't miss any of our latest news and updates. I'm Kimo from Structured Lean, and we'll see you next time.